September 2nd, 1998. This is Marilyn Carmen. I am going to interview Mr. Carmine Strella, former Bethlehem Country Club caddy and former bellhop at the Howard House at the Eastgate Motor Inn in Littleton, New Hampshire. Tell me your full name and where you were born.
Sir Carmine John Storella. And I was born in the north end of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
You want the year?
Yeah, when was that? Yeah.
It was
1916.
July 16, 1916.
Oh, good. So your family lived in Boston then?
Yeah.
Were you connected with the North Bennett Street Industrial School?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All the boys from the north end, we would all go up there, you know, with a gym. And mm-hmm. It was a place for us to go and learn, study, and you can learn a trade school.
Yes. It would be called a trade school.
Yeah, well, sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, industrial school.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Well, when I was working around here in the 50s, I remember that the caddy boys from the Maplewood, that's where they came from.
Yeah, it was the same outfit.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, how did it come about that you came to Bethlehem?
Well, my brother, he was here before me. Mm-hmm. And most of the fellows from the north then, you know, they came to Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them also went to Maplewood. Mm-hmm. But he chose Bethlehem. So I followed my brother and all his friends.
I see. And, this,
and I knew them all.
Uh-huh. Then, was this through the school that you got to do this?
Yes.
I see. So, and you could choose either to go to the country club or Maplewood.
Uh-huh. Maplewood Country Club or Bethlehem.
Oh,
Bethlehem. Bethlehem Country
I see.
Club.
Uh-huh. So about how old were you when you came to Bethlehem for the first time?
Oh, I was around between 12 and 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was
there. So that would have been a 19, what?
20?
90, what? The late 20s, I would say.
About
28, 29. Yes. Just in time for the stock market crash. Do you remember that?
No.
No,
yeah, I could remember that.
Yeah, well, of course you were a young boy. It may not have meant much to you.
I was looking for pennies then.
Yeah. But it might have affected the number of people who came to the country club, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know that during the Depression, they say that it was, well, I was a child then, but things went down quite a bit in the Depression. Yeah.
I know my father, you know, we were 8 children. And he had a job on his hand to support us.
I guess.
Well, it's a good thing, you know, my mother, you know, most of the mothers that came from Italy or wherever, uh-huh. they knew how to use their hands.
Uh-huh.
So you give them 5 pounds of flour, 10 pounds, and they could eat all week.
I see. Did your mother make pasta?
Oh, all
from scratch?
Everything was by hand.
Yeah.
Everything
yes.
was by hand.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Well, could you tell what a day in the life of a caddy would be like. Like from when you, well, where did you stay, for one thing?
We stood down at the Bethlehem club, over, you know where the country club is?
Yeah.
Well, down by the first hole. Mm-hmm. It was a big house for all the caddies.
I see.
It was right on the course. So.
Uh-huh. Is the building is not
no,
there?
No, they took it down.
Okay, so you were all living together in one building. Did you have to all get up at once?
Oh, yeah, we had to get up. Well, I forgot the time, but it was pretty early.
Yeah.
Must have been maybe 5 or 6 o'clock.
Sure.
Yeah. And we had to take a shower, have our breakfast. We were very good. The cooks were out of this world. And then from there, we had to march up to the clubhouse, uh-huh. get ready to caddy. And, at my age, and I was so small, I think I was about 90 pounds just to give me the ladies.
Yes, yeah.
You know, the lady golfers.
You used to,
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have about four clubs in the country in their bag.
Yes.
And the older caddies would get them in.
Yes.
Until I got older.
Uh-huh. Yes. And now you were expected to know all about the course, weren't you?
Oh yeah, we took a test before we came up here. We had to take our, you know, schooling, and you had to pass the test.
Mm-hmm.
And see, like where I was, you know, a new boy, you know, a new caddy, I would go the last group, and they went up in groups. The seniors went first, then the immediate fellows went up, and then rookies like me. Yeah, we were the last ones.
You were the last ones. Yeah.
And we had uniforms in those. We had to wear uniforms.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, there's this picture. I took, they said I could take this.
Oh, yeah.
That shows the uniforms, yeah.
See, there's my brother in this. This is my brother here.
Oh, yeah.
And I know quite a few of these fellas.
Yeah, I thought later we could, you know, if you'd like to, we could put down the names of the people that which ones they are. But do you happen to have any souvenirs, like any part of your uniform or anything from that?
I have pictures like that. Yeah. Well, not like that, but separate photos of what my friends.
Yeah, so that's what you have to remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so how long a day, I mean, how long did you work in a day? When did you stop?
Well, if you went out early in the morning, and you get through about, let's say, 11:30, and then you go down and have your lunch, and then you come back again. You know, if they need you, you know, you hang around the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. If there was no business, then you just go back.
Now, you ate in the same building where you lived?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, the dormitories were upstairs, and the dining room was downstairs.
Okay, so you might be working up until, what, till dark?
Well, if you're not caddying, you know, in the afternoon, I get through about 5 o'clock, I think, maybe 6. Mm-hmm. It all depends how fast the golfers work.
Well, that's true, and it's a slow game.
Yeah, if you're not going to force them and they were slow.
Yeah.
Well, they always knew that you were out, see, so they'd have your supper ready for it.
Mm-hmm. They kept good track of.
Oh yes.
Where
oh yeah, they were strict. Yeah.
Who was your caddy master?
I had a few. There was Ted Agnew, Willie Accomando, and
were these people who came from the school,
they were caddies themselves. See, and they were older fellas.
Just older.
Yeah, they were older
caddies. Yeah.
Yes, and some of them were. I think they were going to college. They were very smart men.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of them we had the Dr. Capabianco, he was a caddy master. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Russo, Tony Russo.
Tony Russo, yeah. Well, no, he stayed around here.
Yeah, he lived here.
He
was an artist.
Yes.
One of the best.
I think
he was in charge of the Colonial Theater. He was the manager of the Colonial and the one in Littleton. And I don't know if he married a girl up here.
Probably.
I
don't know him personally, but I know of him, and I've seen a lot of his paintings. Or, not paintings, but drawings.
Yeah.
Have you visited the Littleton Museum?
Yes, with, what was it, Monday? Yesterday.
Yeah, it's open Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, you went Monday? Okay. Well, maybe it's open Monday.
Yeah, well, my nephew brought me in there, Freddie, one that owns the garage.
Yeah.
And he took us in there and he showed us around.
I think there's some of Tony Russo's drawings in there, I think. I've only been there once.
Well, you know, at the time, you know, if you gave him a brand new golf ball, he would draw your, your face. And oh, yeah. It was just like taking a camera shot.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I brought it home and I can't find it anymore. I saved it.
Uh-huh. And it'll turn out, probably.
I hope.
Well, what do you remember about Bethlehem in those days? What was it like? Or did you have much time off?
Oh, you mean the going out? Yeah, we used to, we'd go come uptown, we used to call it. Mm-hmm. And they would take us on little trips, the old man of the mountain.
Oh, sure.
Things like that.
Did you go to the movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we went to the movies, yeah.
What about the drugstore?
And there was what's the name of it now?
There was a Parker's drugstore.
Parker's drugstore, yes, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd go in there and have ice cream and things like that.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we had a good time. And, mm-hmm. There was quite a few stores and a lot of hotels then.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, it was mm-hmm. all big hotels, the St. Clair, the Upland Terrace.
Yeah.
The Howard House. I worked in the Howard House afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. So how many years were you a caddy?
I think about 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, you had a chance to become a bellboy at the Howard House? Is that what happened? Or?
Well, I was, yeah. Well, we all went home, but then we came back again. And
yes, you were only here summer.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it was Leo Roach and Joe Contado, this other, two all caddies. And we worked in the Howard House. Quite
did
a few.
Did you have two jobs? I mean, did you caddy
no,
and?
No.
I didn't think you could do that. But
no, we just bellhop.
Uh-huh. Well, so what was that like?
It was good. I really enjoyed it. We had nice guests. And they gave us our own house to live in. Mm-hmm. There was waitresses and the bellhops.
So you were in a separate building, not in like some fourth part of the
hotel. Of the hotel?
Yeah, of the hotel.
Yeah, we had a separate building from the main hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in later years, it was like behind and underneath the hotel.
One week we'd work daytime, like early, and another week you work the midnight shift, as they call it.
Oh, I see.
Maybe you start later.
Yeah.
You might start about 6 o'clock or 5, I forgot.
Right.
And you work until about 12.
Uh-huh.
And then we alternated.
Sure. Well, that was a good way to do it, though. It was fair. So that you'd have a chance at I presume you got tips.
Oh, yes. That's what we live on.
You didn't get my salary.
What up, tips? You wouldn't have been there.
Yeah. Were the tips better as a bellhop than they were as a caddy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what made it a better job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could be more inside, too. Yeah. Well, what did you like, other than the tip, what did you like about things?
Well, they gave us good meals. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that in the caddy camp we have wonderful meals.
Yeah.
We have wonderful chefs.
Uh-huh.
And,
did the chefs were they local people, or did they come from the...
I don't think so. I don't know now.
Yeah.
I think they Mr. Franz, even though he was the director.
Oh, yes. I remember Mr.
I guess
Franz.
He booked all the whatever, the, all the workers.
Uh-huh. Well, so they might have been local, but they might not.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. What were some of the duties of a bellhop? What sorts of things did you do?
Oh, well, we had at the time, you know, we were getting in a beach wagon, a cab, a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to go to Littleton and meet the train.
Oh.
And then we'd start calling out Howard House. People that were going up to Howard House, you know, they would come our way.
Yeah.
And there was another hotel, the St. Clair, the St.
Yes.
All different hotels were up there at the time. I must have been about 30 hotels here at one time.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite a few.
Yeah. Now, did you say you went to Littleton, to the train?
Yeah, the train station, yeah.
Yeah. Was the Bethlehem, probably the Bethlehem station wasn't working then.
No, there was no Batman then.
No, yeah. See, there was at one time.
Oh, I don't know.
But, probably not when you came. So that was one of the things you had to do, was go to Littleton.
Yeah, we go and get their bags, put them on the station wagon, and bring them up here. And then, then we work around the hotel whenever they wanted anything done. Mm-hmm. There was one fellow that wanted me to take care of his mother. He lived in New York. Mm-hmm. And he said, do whatever, anything she wants, get her for her, but every morning get her the paper.
Right.
it was the Sun paper. Uh-huh. The name of the paper was the Sun.
Uh-huh. Did you say where she came from?
I think it was New York.
New York.
Yeah, most of them came
from
New York.
Yeah, there was a New York Sun, wasn't there, for a paper, I think. I think I heard of that.
Must have been.
So you pretty much ran errands and took luggage.
Yeah, and then whenever one of the guests, ring the bell, they wanted something, or up in their room, or, just like in a regular, today's hotels.
Yeah, yeah.
We do most of those running around, clean up, and all that.
Did you have to go for the mail?
Pick up the mail, and then we sort them out and bring them to the guests.
Oh, you brought the mail to their rooms?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some of them, not all of them, some.
Yeah. Interesting. I was wondering, did you know anybody at Turner's Tavern? The hotel.
Yeah, I know.
It's the other end of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a nice hotel, too.
Yeah. It's that was my father's family. His mother was a Turner. And that's where he grew up. I was just wondering if
you remember. No, I don't remember. Yeah. I think up most of these.
Yeah. Well, it's not likely that you would. I mean,
I know we had them. There was a farmer down there. His name was, I'm pretty sure, was Mr. Zinn.
There was a Zinn farm, yes.
Yeah, he was near the caddy camp, but.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Further on down.
Yeah, it was up. Yeah, about half a mile down the road. He had many cows. Mm-hmm. And if you brought him a new golf ball, he'd give you a glass of milk. And that's we used to go there and he'd give us a glass of milk.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And then he'd come through town like every so often. Mm-hmm. With a load of hay. And he was going down the main street with it.
Yes.
Yeah. And he'd be on top of the hay, driving the horses.
So you were a caddy for 3 years. And how long did you work at the Howard House?
I think it was 2 years I worked there.
So it was a total of five.
Yeah.
5 years. So you were 17 or so.
Around there, yeah.
By the time
17,
you stopped.
18, yeah.
So then you didn't do that anymore.
No. Well, then I went down in Florida more. When I was about, I think it was around 19, 20 years old, uh-huh. I went with this friend of mine, and we worked in this, I even forgot the name of the place. It wasn't a big hotel.
It wasn't big.
No, it wasn't too big. Yeah. So we stood there. I was of draft age then.
Oh, yeah. This would have been by that time, it would have been the 30s.
I was 20, when I got drafted down to Florida, they sent me my greetings paper down there, and I was 24 then.
Yeah.
And
I came home. So this would have been the late 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, they did start drafting people before we were ever in the war.
Yeah, and I come home and because I didn't want to get drafted down in Florida, I was down south. So I came back home and I went in the Army. I went with the Yankee Division, the 26th Division.
Oh. Yeah.
And I stood in the Army for 4 years. Oh. And we went all over Europe in combat and all that.
Oh, yes. So you were in quite early then.
I went in, I think it was about 3 weeks after D-Day.
Oh, after D-Day, okay.
Yeah, when we left the United States.
But you'd been in the Army
Well, I went in in the, I went in December. December the, January? I think it was, you know, January. It was January on the 3rd.
Of 42.
I come home. Yesterday, in December of 45, when the war ended.
When
the,
yeah.
So I was in there, I was shot for 4 years, almost 4 years I was in there.
Yeah. So what do you do now? What is your...
I'm retired.
What was your work?
Well, first I worked for the railroad.
Uh-huh.
I worked there for 12 years. Then I took a civil service exam. I went into the post office. And I stood there for another 27 years.
Oh, I see. So you retired from the post office?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, did you deliver mail?
No, I worked inside. I was with the maintenance. You know, we fixed all right machines, you know, cancellation machines, Pitney Bowes.
Oh, yeah.
I also went around all the stations cleaning guns, checking the guns, every post office.
Every post office has a gun?
They used to have guns in there. You know,
but now people start going postal.
I don't think they have them. I think they did away with that now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think they did away with that.
Yes, it might get into the wrong hands.
Yeah. Oh, well, I did everything when I was in the post office. I did most of them. You know, I was for the post office. And then I ended up as a painter. I started to paint.
Oh, so you had another job.
Yeah, because that was a higher level of painter. Well, that's what they call a level six. See, I was a level four, and I went to it, so I saw an opening, and see, I used to paint with my brother Jerry. He was a painter, and he taught me a lot, and I got that rating, and it was good for my pension also.
Yeah, for sure. Did you ever come back to Bethlehem? Well, you do now.
Well, I come back every year.
You come back every year. And do you see... do you see any of the other caddies?
No. Well, a few times I came with the convention we had. They're having it next week now.
Oh, that's next week.
Yeah, they all come, but I can't make it this year.
Where is it?
They're going to be, the memorials down in Maplewood, I think. It's on the line. You ever go down towards the Maplewood Country Club? It's on the left-hand side of the road.
Yeah.
You see a Madonna.
Memorial to the Francines, is it?
No. I guess it was for the caddies.
For the
that
caddies.
Passed away.
Oh, all the caddies that died.
Yeah.
I see. I don't know why I thought it was... I know the Francines had something to do with it, and I guess it got mixed up in my mind, and I thought it was
memorial. Well, no, he passed away, but no, this is...
Yeah.
They put this up now, I think it's about 4 or 5 years now.
It's
less than 10 years, I believe.
Oh, well, I really am mixed up.
And all the horse, and all the caddies the ex caddies, they put that up themselves. They made everything.
Yeah.
We had a fellow there by the name of Charlie Ferrara. He was a real man. He was a contractor. Like
yeah.
He did everything with cement.
Oh.
And he helped, and a lot of other fellows helped too.
Uh huh. Well, good. But you're not going to be able to make that. But you have come to the others.
Oh, yes. I came to the others, yeah.
So anybody who either worked in either place can come. Is that it? Either.
Oh, yeah. It's all one family. Yeah. Maplewood and Bethlehem. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When did they stop having the Bethlehem one?
The Bethlehem Caddy Camp?
Yes. When, do you know when that stopped? It seems to me, now I was born in 32, and I don't remember that.
Well,
by the time I was like a teenager and learning to play golf, they didn't have that anymore, so.
By what year? 32?
I was born in 32, but I mean, I didn't start playing golf then. I started playing golf maybe in the 40s sometime.
Here? In Bethlehem?
Yes.
That was going on, my nephews, they had another place, you know, with a Francine. They had the Lake Towson,
mm-hmm.
That's up here.
Yeah, I know where
Maple
that
is. Maple and Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they carried it in the 50s, right?
Well, I know that the Maplewood one went on quite a while. It was going on when I was in my 20s.
The Maplewood. They were all going then. It just was full bloom then. Everything was rolling.
Well, no, when I was 12, this would have been like in the 50s.
Oh, I see.
But I don't remember there being an organized group of caddies at the Bethlehem Country Club. So I was just wondering when that stopped. But perhaps you don't know that.
I don't remember that. Well, you know, we used to look forward to come up here because we all were city boys down there. Not then, they'll come out and get smell of the grass, as the saying goes.
Yeah, right. Well, I wondered if we could perhaps get some names from here.
Well, I'd like to mention this other fellow, too. He was a doctor, Dr. Cardillo.
Ah, okay, sure.
And Dr. Capobianco. Uh-huh. You know, they were like brothers. You know, we all one family. And they taught us a lot.
Uh-huh.
And Willie Accomando and Tony Russo, you know him.
Yeah. Wasn't Phil?
There's a lot of names I can't remember.
Yeah, Phil Martinetti.
He was the pro up here.
Yes.
His father had a barber shop down in the town. And they lived up here, too. They had a house.
Yes. Yes, I did know him.
But Phil Martinetti was a heck of a golfer.
Yes.
He was a good golfer.
He was very good.
In fact, all us caddies were good golfers then.
I should have asked you that. Did you play golf?
Yeah. I'm still playing.
Yeah,
I was a good golfer, but I used to shoot in the high 70s and the low 80s.
Yeah.
But now I shoot in the high 90s.
Well.
The old age coming up.
Yes. And you don't play, one doesn't play as often.
I'll tell you one thing about this camp. They made a lot of good golfers in Maplewood and Bethlehem.
Uh-huh.
Oh, very good golfers.
Yeah. It's still functioning here. Okay, well, maybe you could hold this and I could sit beside you.
Yeah.
And,
he's all dressed up.
I thought maybe that's who that was.
That's Tony. Handsome man.
Yes. I think I must have seen him a lot.
I think this is Ted Agnew.
Oh, yeah, that was
Ted. I hope it's, yeah.
He was a caddy master.
He was a caddy master.
Mm-hmm. On the second row. The second row of standing people. Yeah.
And this is Aka Gambali.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Arthur?
Aka Gambali.
G-A-M-B-A-L-I. Only one L.
Yeah.
Okay.
William A. Commando.
Okay, but that's the third row.
Well, he's a, used to be a tap dancer. He's a, used to give us haircuts. He was a barber. That was his phrase.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 13, 14. Okay, and what was his name?
William.
And he was a barber.
He was, well, he ended up as a first class barber. Oh. He had his own business.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's still
in. Oh, and he's still, and he may come to the, does he come to the
No, river? I don't know if he's come, but he's he wasn't too old.
Oh.
And, used to be a nice to live. He had a, this is a barber shop down in the Knox Station of Boston.
Oh, yeah.
When we all used to go there.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a good location, wouldn't it?
There's a time of him, but I don't know. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
I remember.
So would you say that for the most part, all of these guys here are the seniors?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These are all...
Those are the first year ones.
Yeah, they must be the...
Those must be the freshmen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, probably that's how it goes. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. I suppose that's...
They could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember Johnny over here on the Helen Mill birthday? It looks like.
Did you pose for a group picture every year like that?
Yeah, we used to. Well, yeah.
But you know, you didn't necessarily get one, I take it.
I might have got one, but
yeah.
Going back now, it was over for 70 years.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. See, I know the couple, I don't know their name, you know. Maybe he was like you. He's like a brother, father to Tony Russo and Billy Clausen used to play with the professionals.
Yeah. Well, what was Tony's work with you? Was he a director?
Yeah, he was like a director to us.
Mm-hmm.
He advised us and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He taught us a lot of things, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you remember this whole experience as being very good. I mean, it was lot. It was fun. And you earned money, and you had a good time.
I had money, when I didn't make too much, but
not as a caddy.
No,
no.
But the older fellows made some money.
Yeah.
You know, but as you get older, you start to carry a bigger bag off the men. You know, better tip.
They say women don't fit very well.
But you know what it was? To play golf, and you know, in those days, I think it was 18 holes with.
You mean the green fee?
Yes.
Or do you mean your what they had to pay the caddy?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I think it was a dollar for 18, 50 cents for 9.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't much, but in those days, like we went to Mount Washington yesterday, my wife and I.
Oh, yeah.
And there was this fellow giving us a lecture about the building, when it was built, how it was built. And I, you know, then we heard him say that in those days, you know, when they pay for a hotel, a room.
It
was $20.
Yeah.
And he said that was a lot of money in those days, but they were all millionaires, you know, back then.
$20 a night? Well, of course, if you came and stayed all summer.
But he said 20, you know, well, it was like a... 500 today, those days. He said, Walt, he said, they're all millionaires.
Most of them came to the
Yeah, they say they brought it in.
Yeah, they bring trunks.
Yeah.
And stay all summer.
And then he was telling us about who put the foundation, all the stones, and was all, they got these immigrants from Italy. About how many came over?
60
of them come over. And he said most of them stood here. Well, you want, now we saw the foundation, it was all hand carved, everything, all around the hotel.
Oh, this was the Mount Washington Hotel.
Yeah, the,
And the first hole there is, you can stand on the, you know, just right beside the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And you look, and if you drive off a cliff. And then way down there is the green. Did you notice that?
I was supposed to, you know, in fact, you know, my sons, you know, they sent us up there last year. So we went up there, but I was supposed to play golf. I didn't play, and the golf was all free.
But you didn't play.
We haven't, you know, we stood there for what, 3 days, and we're having a good time.
It was very hot. That was very good.
You know what? Yeah, I like to play in hot weather.
No.
I get sick in this.
Well, I have not played on that course, but we stayed, my husband and I, just for fun of it, one, I guess it was to celebrate our anniversary 1 year, we went and stayed for the weekend.
You know,
and I think we did bat the ball around on the putting green, but, you know, you could see the course from there. You could see the first hole from the lawn.
There was something I forgot to mention.
Okay.
About the, you know, we used to go to the casino every year.
Oh, that's interesting.
And have a, what do you call it now, entertainment room. It was like a minstrel show. You know, and the Bethlehem Caddies and the Maple Caddies would get together. And, you know, we rehearsed and all that. And upstairs and up in the casino, it was a big hall up there. And all the wealthy people would go in. But there was no charge, but they used to pass the hat around, I think. I don't know how much they put in, but we never saw it.
Oh, you don't know where that went.
No.
Well, maybe it went for the expenses.
Oh, yeah, it went for the towards the organization and all that.
It
went for a good cause, I imagine.
Okay. Well, was there anything else you wanted to mention? Now you have come back at various times since.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think, what changes do you notice about Bethlehem?
Oh, I'm sorry to see those. There's no hotels open anymore.
No.
I miss that. It was beautiful at one time. Saturday night, down the people walking up and down.
Yes, people walking up and down.
Up and down the streets, and all the stores were open, and it was alive. Nowadays, everything's closed.
So that it doesn't seem as exciting to you now.
That's why now when you come up here now, you have to travel, go to some other town.
Yes.
Actually, there's nothing to hold you over here, unless somebody deals.
That's true. I mean, there was especially in the summer, there was plenty going on.
Yeah, we used to go dancing. I think I was there.
Yeah.
Up in the
Jackson.
What's the big building there? The Jackson building?
It was called the Jackson.
Jackson. Yeah, we used to go dancing there. And there would be all mostly bellhops and girls and waitresses. We'd all meet up there. We'd have a heck of a nice time.
Yes.
No drinking.
No. Well, no. Not at Jackson. No. Well, that's very nice. Thank you very much. Unless, I think perhaps, we can bring this to a close now, unless there was something else you wanted to say.
So this was godsend coming up here when I was young. I guess all the kids from the north end, you know, we really appreciated all this. This was something out of this world. A lot of them got educated, a lot of them went to college, and went on to be big businessmen.
Yes. Did Mr. Franzine work at the school?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had his office there.
Yes. What was his title?
He was the, how would you say it, the boss.
He
ran everything,
Oh, he ran the school?
Well, I don't think he ran the school. No, just the camps.
He ran the camps, yes.
What was the girl's name that She was like a mother to us then. She worked in the office there. I can't think of any name. She was a dog. She had always helped me.
I can visualize it, but I don't
know. Yeah. Oh, I know it. Yes. That happens to me a lot. I can see their face, but I can't think of their name.
Well, we used to play basketball in the North Venice Street School. And we studied, we read, you know, you couldn't beat this. They're still going strong now.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's, I don't know, they spread now, they get both things.
I think they call it the North Venice Street School.
North Venice.
Yeah. Don't they leave off the industrial, maybe?
I don't know. I know when I come out of the Army, I went to the school there and I learned sheet metal.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for a year, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I learned a lot. I made a jewel box and a few other things.
Mm-hmm. So they have adult education there?
Well, yes. Well, it's all adult now. I want to become a carpenter, a sheet metal, electrician.
Yeah. So you go there after high school?
Yeah.
Was that true when you went there too?
I don't know.
No, you were in high school when you went there.
Yeah.
You went to the North Venice Street School when you were like high school, like freshman.
Yeah.
Do they do that? Do they still do that? Or is it for people out of high school now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's. I think they're going there to learn trade.
Yeah.
They may, you know, watch repairers and everything. You got a good schooling down there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I can't think of what that is.
Gemma.
Yeah, Gemma.
She worked at the school.
She worked at the school, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.